tragedy reminds us, in the last year, 52% of students have hit, bullied, or taunted fellow classmates. These children believe it's okay to hit or threaten a person who angers them. Bullying is like torture to some kids. Let's stop the hatred. This message is from Tri Property Management and Grieving. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com.
Hello, I'm Dan here from American Peter Tedberg. Our guest this morning, Barry Shemesh. Chris Barry is an investigative reporter. He's an Israeli citizen, and he was forced to come to America because he had exposed so much corruption at the very highest level of the Israeli government that they were going to kill him. And they made an attempt, and as a result, he is here with us. Of course, he still has many, many friends and correspondents in Israel, writes regularly. His material is widely circulated in Israel and, of course, here in the United States. We want to do everything we can to get his information out because, basically, contrary to everything we see today, you must understand that Israel is the center of everything going on today. The leaders of Israel, certainly, are good and righteous people. No, they're not. But that doesn't matter still. I believe God has placed Israel there in the Holy Land, and about 6 or 7 million Jews for a specific purpose at this time in history. And either things happen by accident or they happen as part of a plan. Either there is a God or there's not a God, and I happen to be one of those who believe that we are seeing today, even though we may not understand it, the playing out of an age-old plan. Go right ahead, Barry. Bring us up to date on what's going on from your point of view today.
Boy, what a summation. I don't know if you're right or not, but this business about the Pope coming 9 days from now, by the way.
Yeah, and what in the world is the Pope coming to Israel for, and why does he want to see part of Mount Zion? What's this all about? And I think that we can get into it, but we want to know what you think about this. Go right ahead.
Again, I report, I don't have opinions, as a rule. If I do, I let you know. But you got civil unrest against the Pope in Israel. People have been sending me, well, let's not call it mainstream media, but in a way it is. This is widely read. It's not a secret. The first civil unrest against the Pope's visit turned violent. Well, against the Mount Zion transfer, the rumors are, well, they're more than out right now, okay? Now, I'm going to go over this for you just to get you the feel of what's going on. And I think I added to this, all right? The Pope announced yesterday that suddenly he's feeling unsafe about coming to Israel and worried about price tag violence, which means, of course, that he's going to be violated. Now, look, I'm not going to go into the price tag. I'm not going to go into Carmi Gilon, who's pushing this, that the settlers are doing violence, retaliation against Arabs. That's called the price tag. Carmi Gilon was one of the murderers of Yitzhak Rabin. And I say that, do I have reasons for saying it? I wrote a book on it. Let's just say the Pope is feeling unsafe about something set up against the settlers. But nonetheless, what do you know? Jews, not many, but enough to be really, really angry, had a violent protest against the upcoming papal visit. And I think that's worth noting. Now, I'm going to go through the media sent to me. And again, this is mainstream, but mostly religious read it. INN is from the first report. Allow me to read. Remember, this is not made up it's actually building to something. Now, when the Pope comes, you're going to get pictures of tremendous pageantry. It's going to look like a great old time, but that's what you get, and that's not what's going on. Now, there was a Knesset member, and I tried finding him. I couldn't find his name, and that bothers me. But a Knesset member on Thursday, that was 6 days ago, and then it came out on 5 days ago. It got out that the chief Sephardic rabbi, his name is Yitzchak Yoel, Yitzchak Yosef, told him that the prime minister's bureau contacted him and asked him to grant halachic permission, Torah permission, for Israel to hand over the tomb of David to the Vatican. All right, now this, well, the report calls this startling news. Yeah, sure, startling if you've been buried in a hole for 20 years, but wasn't startling to me. But nonetheless, there were four Knesset members. They did a tour of the Tomb of David. And, well, they, well, according to this article, they leaked that the entire Mount Zion compound is up for transfer. And more so, there have been reports, now the quote from the article, of a secret negotiation channel between the Vatican and the Israeli government regarding the tomb. By the way, David's tomb and the Last Supper room. The Vatican wants, they claim, just one room where Jesus had his Last Supper. No building in Jerusalem. This is symbolic. There is no 3,000-year-old building. If you've been there, I have, by the way. I was invited by the rabbi to clue him in on Rabin and whatever. But the fact is that building is not 2,000 or 3,000 years old. So we're having this big mess over symbols. But according to the Catholics, that's where the Last Supper took place. And they want it. All right, that's the real problem. Now, again, I am now quoting articles. This is out, okay? Now, quote from the article from INN. The government has decided to place the exclusive authority regarding the holy sites in the hands of the prime minister. That's major news, I want you to know. Netanyahu can do whatever he wants with the holy sites. And the government has ratified this. And this has led to speculation that a secret deal is in the works. And I assure you, it is. All right.
Okay, hold that thought for just a moment. I guess this point is very damaged. But major things are happening. Holy Land is going to impact on everybody this program.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. This Memorial Day, Mountain Plains Agency Nationwide Insurance in Fort Collins salutes our troops who are fighting to defend our country. We honor our warriors for their sacrifices and bravery. We also honor our veterans and those who have given their lives, America's true heroes. This tribute from Mountain Plains Agency Nationwide Insurance in Fort Collins. For a price quote or comparison, call 206-0800. Brian and the crew say, because of the brave, we are the land of the free.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, I guess this morning, Barry Shamish, the Choice Barry, is talking about the coming vote, a visit of the Pope to the Vatican. Now, we're not hearing, at least in the general media here in America, a lot about this, but believe me, this has a tremendous amount of significance, spiritual significance, in this truly spiritual battle in which we're engaged for the souls of men. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, there is a battle. I'm not sure if I wouldn't call it, well, it could be spiritual, but it's really down to earth. The Vatican wants Mount Zion.
Right.
And word has got out that Netanyahu is helping them. I mean, that's the core of the what we're talking about right now. I mean, they've denials every which way that there's secret deals and that this trip is being, a very important part of Judaism is being discussed for transfer to the Vatican. You know, Zev Elkin, he's a deputy minister, doesn't matter. You don't have to absorb all the names, but he went to the Knesset podium and denied that there's any deals in the work. Well,
now who went to the Knesset?
Well, Zev Elkin, look, we'll get confused if every name
this was not Netanyahu or anybody.
It was his deputy. It was Netanyahu telling him, I assume he knew that what he was telling the Knesset was untrue.
Okay, go ahead.
All right?
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, by the way, our line is very poor, so just know that. Anyways, I got the news report that four Knesset members.
You call in again, but go right ahead.
Right. We'll have to be patient with each other.
Okay, but you sound great to me, so go ahead.
All right. Well, this news report, the four Knesset members, I mean, they're predictable. My goodness. You have Yoni Chetbon. He's from Jewish Home in English. Moshe Feiglin, he's got a history. His son was very close to murdered in a very public so-called car accident. You have a Shas member of Knesset and the United Torah Judaism member of Knesset. They all went to King David's tomb, and they were furious. All right, Chetbon said that we've got to apply the law in Jerusalem, which forbids the handing over of sovereignty to parts of our capital. Yeah, good luck. And then he adds, the tomb of David is a cornerstone of the city's Jewish history. We must safeguard it. Zero influence. Nothing. But they seem to believe that, and by the way, plenty of religious believe that there is a democracy, and they've got members of the Knesset defending them, their city, and baloney. They may, well, make statements, but their actual power, well, if Netanyahu had his way, Mount Zion would be Vatican. Now, Moshe Feiglin is saying that the transfer of sovereignty, it's not the first time the Israeli government handed the Jordanians the Waqf, is the name, the Temple Mount, and Jews are effectively banned from their Temple Mount. And he says, well, that's what's coming up in Mount Zion. That, by the way, a point of view, in a separate article, Moshe, Rabbi Israel Ariel, he's of the the rabbi of the Temple Institute, well, the Mount Zion Institute, he invited me there once, I think even twice. I think I spoke there. Nonetheless, he wanted to know about Rabin and what was going on. And, well, his view of life is very based on, well, it's downright biblical. And I'm dealing with what you're stuck with. And I have allies amongst the biblical, but they've got to understand that what their government does is never for their good. Never. And their members of Knesset can never stop it. I had a guest on my radio show, an Israeli. Well, in short, it's all different. It's not the days of Rabin. We now have got the majority in the government. What on earth planet is this guy talking from? But this optimism overrides rationality. And strangely enough, from my point of view, there isn't a lot you can do about it. Reality is going to hit in 9 days. Now, what Rabbi Ariel said was, what are you talking about? In not a few years ago, the Israeli government transferred a big chunk of downtown Jerusalem to the Russians. Now, this is called the Russian compound, and it was the city courts were in there, the police department was in there, the agriculture ministry was in the Russian compound. They all abandoned it in 2011 and handed it over to total sovereignty. Again, total sovereignty means a Russian inside there is in his own country, in essence. And Israel liberated, my Lord, handed over to the Russians a real chunk of downtown Jerusalem. And Rabbi Ariel says, watch out for Mount Zion. They've done it before. And Fagan said the same thing. They transfer sovereignty whenever they want to, using the example of the Temple Mount. Let's put it this way. They appear to be enlightened, all right? And they appear to be ahead of what's coming up in 9 days. But power, nah. They'll be steamrollered. Look, you have to... I'm going to throw this in now before we go to the next topic. The fact of Shimon Peres, president of Israel, is really behind this trip, and he's offered a lot of promises.
Behind
now, there was.
The behind the Pope coming visiting Israel. Go right ahead.
Sure, why not? But again, Israelis allow him to be the president, in essence, of the Jewish people. And this guy is. Oh, my goodness, we've done enough about Paris. It isn't time. But talk about evil, all right? Now, Leah Rabin, wife of the murdered prime minister, Paris organized this assassination. She wrote an autobiography where she's critical of Paris, but there was only one line.
Wait a minute now. Who is this woman, the widow of?
Yitzhak Rabin.
Okay, fine. Go right ahead. This woman wrote an article about Perez.
No.
Her husband. Go ahead.
No. Let me go on. You're getting the facts wrong here.
Okay.
Look, Leah Rabin, why wasn't she in her husband's limo the night he was assassinated inside the limo? People aren't asking why wasn't his wife was at the rally. Why wasn't she in his car? There's all kinds of questions, but for that you have to read my book. In this case, it's called Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin? And in this case, it went to number one in Israel. It wasn't a marginal conspiracy book. The facts were taken very seriously, but, you know, enough to have me lecture about 300 times in Israel. With my info, but it did nothing in the end. In the end, Israel will be whittled away. But Leah Rabin wrote an autobiography. And in it, she's, well, let's say critical of Paris, who murdered her husband. I'll bet you anything she knew it. But one line, it struck me, and if I didn't have this peculiar knowledge, it wouldn't have struck me. She said that Shimon Peres began his education in Poland in a Jesuit school. All right. You know, you can take that. You know, maybe it's meaningless. I don't think so. I think Peres has been the Vatican's agent in Israel. How many? 80 years? He was in Jesuit school and in his youth. And I assume he came to Israel and has been their advocate ever since. That side of Paris should be investigated, frankly. How can this Jew be working against his people in such a vicious, murderous way? Well, there are people who don't like Jesuits who say that he was brainwashed. Nonetheless, Shimon Peres has been demanding of this government that it release in sovereign hands. Again, I try to explain sovereignty means you walk in there, you're not in Israel anymore. You can have a passport for that site or whatever, well, the Vatican, essentially, okay? He's asked, he's been trying every dirty maneuver, and believe me, he knows a few dirty maneuvers, to get 41 sites, 23 of them in Jerusalem, reverted or transferred to the Vatican in sovereignty with hegemony, giving them up. Now, he's had a rough time of it. But this upcoming visit, just know the president of Israel has been advocating for Vatican takeover of mighty big chunks of the country. Now, he invited the Pope, and it's his visit. And again, what you're about to see on TV is the brave peacemaker, Shimon Peres, with the brave new Pope Francis. You're going to see that. Oh, the truth is so, that is so far from the truth. And once again, Israel being chopped up like a little salami. That's what Rabbi Antelman always said. We're being chopped up like a salami. You're going to see further chopping. All right, that's what I say. And this civil unrest that happened 2 days ago, maybe, but maybe the Jews are going to stand up for themselves. I wouldn't bet on it, but this is so obvious. You can get a tiny majority to actually violently protest against this upcoming visit by the Pope. And the Pope saying, I don't want to go to Israel. I don't feel secure there anymore. That's what happened in the last 2 days. I hope that cleared things for you.
It sure did. I appreciate that. And so what is our next subject going to be?
Well, that is going to be the whole subject today.
All right. You go right ahead.
I'm not undercutting this tour. Remember, there were other papal tours. There are precedents. When a pope arrives in Israel, he says Mass in Jerusalem. That's not happening this time. The Pope will be doing his Mass in Bethlehem, and he will be doing a ceremony. Well, it's the Last Supper room. Not big enough for a Mass, obviously. You can get 50 people in there. In Bethlehem, he's going to fill the Church of the Nativity, just like they do on Christmas Eve. And he's going to give a worldwide Mass from Bethlehem. You're not supposed to do that. Jerusalem's supposed to be, well, Jerusalem is the holy city. Bethlehem, the Christian Arabs, they had a majority not so long ago under Israel. There were 80,000 of them. Today, there are fewer than 8,000, and they've been driven and this isn't widely reported, their girls have been raped. The families have been terrified by their existence, by their lack of future existence, and the danger to their children. They've left. There's fewer than 10% are left in the town. And
all that thought, Barry, all the thoughts, we'll be back in a moment. But Barry Stumman is right there.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Jensen Arms says if you only have one life to live, why not get the most out of it? There's no need to make yourself sick, dependent, and useless. Yet so many do this to themselves each day by using drugs. Let's give life a chance. Drugs are never the answer. And this message is sponsored by Jensen Arms. They're working proudly with KHNC radio station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms saying, keep your radio tuned right here. Delaney's Electric Incorporated in Ault salutes the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our freedom. Let's remember them by continuing to donate blood for our returning injured military. Be a silent hero and give blood today. Could save the life of a soldier or someone in our community. This reminder is from Delaney's Electric Incorporated in Ault. For all your electrical work, call 834-1715. That's 834-1715. Proud to salute our troops.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed, custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this morning, of course, is Barry Shamet. And Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get to your webpage, how can they get to your book, how can they get the information you have, how can they get to your PayPal button.
Sure. The books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You'll see a box that says books right in my last name, Chamish, Chamish. Now, that'll get you to all my books. I have a webmaster, thanks to this show, David S. I hope he's listening. So we're up to date and sorting out the business. From my site, you can't. You have to go to Lulu directly. The latest book is The Stinger, Not the Stung. It's got plenty on the Vatican. They all do. And I've got DVDs that I'm now putting in the mail if anyone wants them. I've got Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism, and the Holocaust. You I'll get into that in 1 second. My website is barrychalmers.com. There is a PayPal button. I'm very grateful. You know, personally, I have to move soon, and I'm moving into an older complex, believe it or not. All this costs money. So, folks, if you, well, throw in a few bucks, I'll send you the DVD. That's barrychalmers.com. Now, as I brought it up, and I'm going to talk about it, the Vatican is coming to Jerusalem.
Did you put out your telephone number?
Well, I could if people want to call me. I've never done this before, but what the heck. 904-461-8745. One more time. 904-461-8745. Well, let's see what that does.
Okay.
Now, let's go back to the Vatican. Now, again, what you're going to get on TV is, well, let's, you're going to get a mass from Bethlehem, and you're going to get a tremendous dinner at the room where Jesus had the Last Supper. And all of that's going to go worldwide. And nonetheless, you've got to understand that the Vatican, after the Second World War, saved the Nazis. Saved them. In their monasteries, Franciscan and Benedictine, they put them up. They prepared false papers and transportation. Forgetting the United States, who brought in about 30,000, South America brought, actually even Australia. In short, something called Operation Paperclip sent 100,000 Nazis to freedom. Now, yes, folks, the Vatican saved the Nazis. And now we're welcoming the Nazi savers to Israel. I mean, it doesn't make sense. Where's our sense of history? Frankly, I don't know that. Okay? But they did. They saved the Nazis. Now, look, what we have is a visit by an enemy. An organization, well, let's put it in other terms. How many Nazis did Israel convict in its many, many years of existence, two generations? How many Nazis did Israel convict? One. And that is for bunch of reasons covered by Ben Hecht in his book Perfidy pretty darn well. They got Adolf Eichmann. Other than that, no Nazis, and boy, did they have to serve. They had to answer for their crimes. Well, they didn't. And a Jewish state didn't say to Germany, send us your Nazis. That side of Israel was never asked. Why on earth did we try our butchers? The Vatican was taking our butchers, giving them new identities, and sending them away from harm's way if there was justice. But there wasn't. Now, keep that in mind. Now, I'm going to go back to this upcoming visit. Now, the headline
let me just intervene for a moment. And what Barry is saying may sound very, very bizarre. People from the Vatican helping the Nazis, but it is true. And if you haven't, Husbandy, read the material we have by John Loftus, who had a security clearance, three levels above top secret. Very few people have ever seen his material, but he's published it in a book called America's Nazi Secret, or an excellent 4 CD set we offer, The War Against the Jews. You need to get it to understand the Nazis the Vatican helped the Nazis right along with the United States and England, both helping the Nazis both during and following World War II. But we can't let the American people know that any more than we can let them know that we're financing the world terrorist movement today. Go right ahead, Barry.
That about sums up why I'm on your show so often. That's my point of view. Independently, I add, I've never seen these. I've read Loftus, but yeah, the Vatican has power. I mean, how did they get the Nazis into the monasteries? Tremendous help was necessary for that. If you dive into it, why is Israel welcoming the Nazis? That's what they're doing by welcoming the Pope. And this Pope wants chunks of Israel. And the Israeli president, Peres, has done everything in his power to acquiesce to his desires. That also, when you watch the pageantry, remember the facts. Forget the damn pageantry. You've got a situation where the Vatican saved the Nazis. And never, ever. You know what they say? New Pope, different policies, he's different. Somehow they bury all this stuff. Now, I'm going to give you an article again from Israel. I wrote an article that's surprising me in some ways about the blindness. I called it blinders. And the last thing in the article, this was, I'd say 10 days ago. Here's the headline. It's once again from INN. I guess they're the only media that's actually writing a bit of the underground truth. The headline is Vatican pushing for control of Mount Zion. That's the headline. Mayanna Miskin is the reporter. Let us go over this. Christian leaders reportedly pressured Israel to turn over control of Mount Zion in Jerusalem during a clandestine meeting of senior city officials. The meeting took place Tuesday in the office of attorney Amnon Mirchav. Oh, we'll get back to it.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment here with Barry Stapp.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest Barry Shamish. Barry, somebody called in and said, would you put your telephone number out again? I'd like to call you. Why don't you go ahead and put it out?
dangerous. What the heck? 904-461-8745.
Okay, go right ahead with your story.
Oh, it's not a, well, I guess it is a story if it wasn't so real. Look, I'm now reading from Myanna Miskin about a secret. All right, I'm going to start from the beginning if anyone gets lost. Christian leaders reportedly pressured Israel to turn over control of Mount Zion in Jerusalem during a clandestine meeting of senior city officials. That, again, she used words like clandestine, and you know, very conspiratorial words, I got to tell you. The meeting took place on Tuesday in the office of Attorney Amnon Merchav, the Director General of the Jerusalem Municipality. Now, she gives a list of those who attended this meeting to get Israel to turn over Mount Zion to the Vatican. It was the Prime Minister's office. Well, that's no shock. He runs the All Holy Sites now. The Tourism Ministry, that's a little... why? Okay, but the police, the Western Wall Rabbi's office, but that's not the guest that we should be looking at. Included was a representative of the president's office. Now, recall, the president of Israel is entirely symbolic. He is banned and prevented from entering politics. He's there to show the good face of Israel. And that's Shimon Peres. What is he doing at this meeting? All right? He's not allowed to be at this meeting. That is politics. Look, again, I'm just going to carry on. You get it or you don't. During the meeting, representatives of Christian groups in the capital, I would say Christian groups, in this case, it's all Catholic. All right, I think the use of Christian in this case, there are differences. Okay, I would have written Catholic groups in the capital pushed Jerusalem leaders to give the Catholic Church control over the Mount Zion area that includes the Hall of the Last Supper. Now, guess what? The Pope is coming in 9 days, in 10 days, let's say. He is going to have a service in the Hall of the Last Supper. And I'm going to guess, here, I'm guessing, I say so. I say he's going to announce in this service that the government of Israel has given us a present. This room is ours from here on in. That's my prediction. Let's say I'm wrong, okay, I'll admit it, but if I'm right, wow, that really it gives credibility to what I've been saying. In short, the Israeli government is planning, this is the quote from the article, is planning to turn the building over to the Vatican prior to the Pope's visit in late May. I'll bet you they are. Now, whether they can get away with it, I say they can get away with anything. They gave away the Russian compound. They let, after the Six-Day War, they let the Jordanians take over the Temple Mount. The fact of the matter is, it's just delay tactics. But the Sinai went, Gaza went, Northern Samaria went. There's nothing left, right? There is nothing left anymore, maybe 15%, maybe. And you're going to see some of that being transferred in 9 days. My prediction. And I asked in this article of mine, Blinders, are they going to be fooled by the pageantry? And I said, well, it's a different article. The religious political types think Jonathan Pollard is a hero. And the attorney defending the settlers on trumped up charges, he's the guy who wasn't an attorney in 2005. he led the troops. He got the protesters out of Gaza. His name is Itamar Ben-Gvir. The settlers are letting him represent them. Are they out of their minds? Look, my reality, frankly, okay, I have to live with it. But that's the way I see it. And fortunately, others agree that I've got a lot of it, if not all of it, frankly, right. But I say the settlers and the religious right, despite the fact that there was a protest that turned a little violent a couple of days ago against the papal visit, I say they're going to let the pageantry win. That's what I say. That's just based on, what can you say, on horrible, horrible living through the, as I said from Rabbi Antelman, taking my country and chopping it like a salami. Well, another piece is going to be coming off, I say, in 9-10 days.
All right, well, I guess it's been very shamish. And of course, we're talking about what's going on in Israel. People's attention is focused on the Ukraine or perhaps Israel's relationship to Iran, or certainly what's going on in China, our relationship between China and Japan. But ladies and gentlemen, the key to so much of what's going on in the world today is still in Israel. Keep your eyes focused on Israel. We're in some very, very difficult times. Parting thought, and then we'll let you go.
You know what? You get my books at lulu.com, www.lulu.com. The books, inbox, the book box, whatever it is. Chamish, you have to spell my name under book. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. My website is BarryChamish.com. Get the books and join me in my peculiar reality, which, frankly, I don't think you'll find so unreal and conspiratorial once you start reading.
God bless, Barry. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. You got it. Bye, all.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Stan, these are exciting times. I can tell I'm 85 and I want to be around to see how this thing develops. I do go in this afternoon. for a four-hour chemotherapy treatment, and we'll just see what happens. We're going to have to take a series of these. I would tell you that 80% of the metastases that I had 3 weeks ago are gone. They're drying up, shriveling up. So we are making some progress, and that first we're doing other things that we can to try to control this. I don't know whether I'm going to survive or not, but we live in exciting times, and I want to be here and keep you abreast of what's going on. So, Sydney, we ask you to pray for me and Sydney, for my doctors, and Sydney, for my alternative doctors as well, who I'm working very closely with. And hopefully, and with God's help, we're going to be able to get along with this. Anyway, you can look over my shoulder. Well, right now, of course, we want to remind you of my ministry, Radio Liberties. Primarily listener-supported, we're still maintaining our morning, evening, and afternoon programs. And I'm hoping maybe next week, if I'm strong enough, we can resume our 3 in the afternoon and 9 in the evening programs. We'll just have to wait and see how it goes. But we do appreciate your help and support. And if you're in a position financially to help us, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, because, ladies and gentlemen, most of the ministries are having real problems. Contrary to everything they're telling you, we're in real economic problems, and we're moving into an international financial crisis. When it's coming, I'm not certain, but I can tell you one thing, and that it's coming. It's not a matter of if, but when. And make your preparations as best you can. And Sydney, we talk about this on our program. Incidentally, if you didn't hear my interview with James Corbett last Monday, go up on the internet at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Look at my interview with James Corbett on Monday evening this week. One of the finest interviews we've ever had. So you need to get this information so that you can discuss it with others. Warn others what's coming down the line. We're going to have to start working locally. Work to get your county sheriff, somebody you can depend on. Sydney, we're going to see, I believe, a financial collapse throughout the world, and it's going to hit America. And most of the people, tragically, are going to lose most of what they have. Make your preparations accordingly. Listen to Radio Liberty. Get the information. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to donate to Radio Liberty, to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, to get the various DVDs and things we have. If you haven't read John Loftus's book on how we finance and help the Nazis, it's called America's Nazi Secret. America's Nazi Secret. You need to get the 4-CD set of my interviews with him. The War Against the Jews. You need to get the 4-CD set. Did Hitler escape? Because Hitler did escape. And I've talked to people who went to South America who talked to the people who knew Hitler and helped Hitler. Did Hitler escape? They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage, radioliberty.com. We have all sorts of classic 4-CD sets you need to get. You have our permission to reproduce them. Get them out. Talk to everybody you can. Encourage them to listen to our programs, to help Radio Liberty, but ask them to pray for America, to pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our permission to protect it. And so until...